alert. Spilling the beans there from the mid-80s, early 80s. And starting off, episode 43 of a complete abridged record collection, the radio show / internet broadcast / internet podcast, where I, your host, David Barkley, play one song from every record in my record collection, 43 episodes in, and about a year and a half, and still going, maybe, well, that's not a very dedicated year, considering I'm supposed to do this once a week, but yeah, we're soldiering on here and getting into, I guess the order of records I should mention is geographic. So I pretty much go, I've played all the stuff that's on the shelves. Now I'm just playing stuff that's sort of on the floor of my apartment in big stacks, which is a mix of recently acquired and recently played, and really can be quite bizarre. But actually, this one, Blurt, is an oldie. I've had this record for a long time, since high school, and I don't know where I got it or why I got it. I think this is what I always think of the band. I once read a review of them where they were compared to the band in that movie, Welcome to the Dollhouse, so, which I really liked, the band in the movie, so that's why I bought the record, maybe? Or maybe that's why I cultivated an interest in the band. One or the other. Well, it's always been a favorite sort of a dance hit for me there. If I was to DJ a dance night, I would play that song and no one would dance. But coming up next is something totally different. This is an actual dance song. It's called The Inviting In Dance, which is a song for the dead. Billed here as Alaskan Eskimo, but maybe properly referred to as Inuit, from a Folkways record called A Cry from the Earth. This record I got pretty recently at an event called No Junk, which was in Irvine, California. It was a swap meet of sorts, and someone had it there, and I bought it. I always like to buy these Folkway records, and it's pretty good. 79, but I think these recordings are from much earlier. Very funny. Okay, so the song we're going to hear is, like I said, The Inviting In Dance, Song for the Dead. And more about my life coming up.
She can't yet. be a shy guy, but girl, that won't happen again. So watch my tack, when I come back I'm gonna act like a man. Cause I'm almost ready to, and I know I'm gonna see it through, so I'm coming after you. Me and my white lightning is a pretty frightening. White lightning, you'll be mine tonight when I hold you tight and my lightning strike you. Girl, I'll be around and I'll be feeling fine. And when I come again, I'd like to introduce you to a friend of mine. Then my papa and my uncles and my grandpa too all had use for this powerful brew. So here's to you. I'm toasting with my white lightning. It feels so good and frightening. Tonight when I hold you tight and my lightning strikes you. My papa and my uncles and my grandpa too all had a use for this powerful brew. So here's to you.
The one and only Keith there with a song, White Lightning, in case you couldn't guess. A teeny bopper hit of sorts. Well, I don't know if it was a hit. It was probably a hit. Mercury Records, 19, I don't know what year is this. One of those years when they didn't put the year on the record. One of that year. And that's kind of a terrible record. But where did I get it from? I got it for free. That's right. When there was a little store in Point Loma Sports Arena area, also known as North Bay, called Record City. Or no, not Record City. What was it called? Music Trader. Music Trader. They closed down. I caught wind of a closing down party. A couple bands. And a stack and stack and giant piles of records that were too crappy to even think about selling, and this was one of them. Super scratched up version of Keith and his 98.6/ Ain't Gonna Lie LP on Mercury Records. And well, to be honest, I got a huge stack of records from that, and coming up soon, one of the episodes of this show is going to be me just playing those records. Some of them I haven't even listened to, even though this was over a year ago. So coming up soon, me playing those records and reminiscing about them. Coming up next, though, is a band called Abracadabra from Brazil, album of the same title, and a song called La Balsa, which was a severely water-damaged record that I bought in New Orleans. That's right. This is my Katrina souvenir record. I bought it from the big store. There's this one. What's it called? Jeez. Louisiana Music Factory, downtown New Orleans, the flagship record store of the city. I bought this one there because it was so water damaged that it was very, very cheap. But at the same time, pretty cool Brazilian record from the early 70s, maybe late 60s. A little bit poppy, a little bit poppier because I know what you're thinking, but it's not as cool as what you're thinking. And yeah, it was the some of those records coming up in further episodes too. What a great trip. I went to the store twice in 5 days or maybe 6 days, bought a bunch of records, did not buy any New Orleans R&B or soul, no Zydeco, no Cajun music, because it was all so expensive. But Hey, Calypso did go crazy on, cause super cheap. And Brazilian psych rock decided to put a little on there. So enjoy it while you can.
Now
The Go-Go's from their Talk Show LP, which has the most outrageous cover, in case you thought Vacation had the most outrageous cover. Nope, Talk Show does. An album that I purchased at the Salvation Army. Well, not the Salvation Army, the Cerebral Palsy thrift store in Pacific Beach, California. And before that, another album I purchased on the same day, a Lazy Saturday in Pacific Beach, but not from the Cerebral Palsy thrift store, from the now-closed Music Trader. Not the same Music Trader as the one in Sports Arena Point Loma, where I purchased the Keith record for free. This one I actually paid a few bucks for, and I don't even know why. The record is Randy Bachman's Axe record. Yeah, it's just called Axe. Now, if I was in a more sober state of mind, I would have guessed that Axe was all instrumental numbers by the aforementioned Randy Bachman. But no, I was probably drunk on Lust for Canada and decided to buy a Randy Bachman solo record thinking it would be rad. And really, it's just all sort of terrible instrumental numbers like that one we heard called La Jolla. Yeah, what a waste. And before that, we listened to the Brazilian late 60s, more pop than psych, Water Damaged by Katrina record, Abracadabra, self-titled album, and a track called La Balsa. Well, coming up next, just probably one more track on this abridged version of a complete abridged record collection. I'm going to finish with a record that I bought in Scotland by a band called Tallulah Gosh, who later became Heavenly. This is from 1991. We're going to listen to, from their first self-titled LP, Be Your Baby. A band that will always conjure back a great trip. And also living in Toronto in 2003, and many other memories, because that's what I'm doing now, reliving my life by playing one song from every record from my record collection. And, you know, Tallulah Gosh just brings back so many memories, both painful and good, that I can't even really capture them on this radio show. Except for that 40 years from now self listening to this, we'll just have to hear the music for them all to come flooding back. So enjoy this track, Be Your Baby.
You want me.